The next patient is Agustin Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. This is a clinical case of a 56-year-old Hispanic female that has a diabetic nephropathy that has been proven by biopsy. The patient has a very aggressive nephrotic syndrome. The protein creatinine ratio is suggestive of 11 grams of protein per gram of creatinine. Period. The kidney function has been deteriorating progressively. He has been given Jardiance in combination, Jardiance 25 milligrams every day, and Kerendia 10 milligrams on daily basis. The microalbumin creatinine ratio has changed from 5,900 to 2,900 micrograms per milliliter. So there is improvement, but we know that we have been sacrificing kidney function. The serum creatinine is 3.3, the BUN is 47, the estimated GFR is 21. Potassium is 4.6, there is no evidence of metabolic acidosis, there is no evidence of anemia. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The patient has been followed by the primary care, and they are making adjustments in the administration of insulin. The hemoglobin A1C that was checked on September the 21st, 2023, was 8.9. And it should be under better control. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 154 over 84. 152 over 84. We're going to continue with the same medications. Following number, coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, there is no elevation in the phosphorus. And following number is peripheral vascular disease status post below knee amputation of the right leg. In summary, we have seen some improvement in the proteinuria. Whether or not the kidney function continues to deteriorate is unknown. We are going to give a follow-up in about 2 to 3 months. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.